It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council voted Tuesday to create a commission on police transparency and accountability. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The vote was 8-1, with Yolanda Avila the only no vote, calling it lukewarm. The commission will have 11 members, one representative from each city council district, plus 5 at-large members. More than 24 people called into the meeting. Many asked for a completely independent commission from the city, police, and El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Nicole Hannigan said the voices of people of color need to be amplified, and at-large members should mainly represent the southeast portion of the city.
People from the community that have dealt and suffered with the pain and injustice that's been happening for years.
Next steps for the city council include determining how to vet the more than 600 current applicants for the commission. The deadline to apply is July 1st. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
In the U.S. Senate, Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett says a Republican police reform bill doesn't go far enough. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Bennett says people want real reform. He says Colorado, a purple state, passed a strong police accountability bill, one that bans chokeholds in a bipartisan manner. And he says it sets the standard for what Washington should do.
This moment calls for real reform. It's what the people are saying in the streets. And with respect to my colleagues on the other side, the proposal Senator McConnell has put forward doesn't come close to meeting that test.
Republicans in the Senate will try to advance their policing reform measure later today. The House will advance a Democratic bill later this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Storm damage will force a popular tourist attraction in southwest Colorado to be closed for the next 8 to 16 weeks. The Cortez Journal reports the Durango and Silverton Railroad will stay closed as crews work to clear debris along 40 feet of railroad tracks. Earlier, it was reported that the railroad was reopening this week after shutting down because of the pandemic. Major League Baseball will play ball again in late July. Team owners and the Players Association agreed Tuesday to protocols to begin a 60-game season. The Denver Post reports that 3 Colorado Rockies players have tested positive for coronavirus. The team says one of the infected players had COVID symptoms. This is CPR News.